Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting, her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hey everybody, how are you? Welcome to Voice Rising. I am in studio today with Nikos Frangiskatos from The Wanderer and from Open Stages to Living Room Concerts to sold out shows. The Wanderer is making waves and touching the hearts of many fellow travelers. And as a fellow singer-songwriter, I am very happy to have Nikos with me today and explore with him transformational songwriting, sound healing, and what role music plays in tuning our humanity. Warmly welcome, a warm welcome, Nikos.
Well, thank you for your kind invitation. I'm very happy to join you today.
Yeah, so Nikos, some of our listeners know your music. Some of them are new to The Wanderer. Your music does bring people together. And it really, I think it heals the hearts of so many a fellow traveler. And you have formed this band together with Xavier Rudd, Rue Paines, and Trevor Hall. Is that correct?
Well, these are my inspirations. It's the music I listen to. And there's a lot of other artists I listen to. But the band I formed is with Victor, that's my piano player, and Joost, he's my guitar player.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So yeah. How did you come to the name The Wanderer?
Well, I got this question, and it was just I can only explain it by just a whisper. It just came in my head, and I thought, wow, that's a great name, and it stuck to me, and I decided to use it. And actually, the explanation for the word. I can really relate to that in my own life. I am truly a wanderer, so it's a good name for my music too.
A wanderer and maybe a wanderer. Do you know the difference in English?
Yeah,
there?
Well,
to wander and to wander. It's a beautiful.
Yeah,
play.
Just to. I'm very curious about life in general. And I'm a seeker, you know. That name really relates to me, and that's why I decided to give that name.
Well, we like the name, so I think it's a good name, and I'm happy that you listened to the whisper inside your head.
Yeah.
and followed that inner voice. Let's start in a very even easier place. Your childhood, do you have a strong memory connecting you to music and your own voice as a kid?
No, actually I didn't. I
love it.
I started my the singing at a later age. It was like early 20s. And I was really into sports during my younger years, and I got really badly injured on my both knees. So then life took another path for me. And well, I just started to be interested in guitar and singing, and that's how I started.
And do you remember, were you in your 20s when you got your first guitar?
Yeah, I was.
And do you remember when you started? Do you remember when you started writing your
guitar?
Do you remember when you started writing your first song?
I really do. the first song I ever wrote was called Life, and just a simple song, but I still remember it.
Yeah, it's a powerful moment, I think, when we have that first song come through. It's really something that we'll never forget. It's kind of like the first kiss. The first song for a songwriter is very special. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I want to give our listeners a taste of your music, and I would like to start off the show by playing Down the Road. Do you want to say a couple of words about this song before we jump into the track?
Yeah, Down the Road is the first song I wrote as Being the Wanderer. It was made in one day, finding myself on my knees at a really bad time. It all came out, you know. It was like I was crying, and I got tent and my little ukulele. And I started writing, and the next day I was finished. It's a really special song, hopeful song for me and for others.
Exactly. So let's listen into the song Down the Road.
Pavement is calling me. I don't want to go down the road, but a wind of relief, man, is pushing me. Life is like a road, somewhere it ends. Let's go down the road, throw your sorrows down the drain. Now go down the road, follow me, I'll lead the way. Let's go down the road, throw your sorrows down the drain. Now go down the road, follow me, I'll lead the way. It's getting old. I didn't want to go down the road. At least I have all the pictures, something to hold. Halfway across the road towards the end. Let's go down the road, throw your sorrows down the drain. Now go down the road, follow me, I'll lead the way. Let's go down the road, throw your sorrows down the drain. Now go down the road, follow me, I'll lead the way. Let's go down the road, throw your sound.
the road from The Wanderer. And I'm with Nikos in studio. Nikos, that's a fabulous tune. You would never have guessed that you were on your knees with tears in your eyes when you wrote that, actually.
No. No,
there's a lot of hope in that song. Yeah,
so it's hope that I'm saying for myself, but it gives hope to many other people, which are myself, you know. So that's what I do with music. So I created for myself and the other who is myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. Said it yourself. You said that nowadays most of the music is made simply because it has to be sold. So, you know, people have their formulas. Also, there's a lot of songwriters with the ideas of, you know, you need a chorus, a verse, a bridge, whatever. But you've said that, and I agree with you, Nikos, I agree with you, that a lot of that music that's playing on the radio, it's empty. It might be full of a lot of sounds, but it just is empty of soul. And your music makes us feel. We feel the vibration. We feel the energy it contains. And you really want us to understand the message and the story. Do you see yourself as a singing poet?
Yes. what I found out about myself is that I'm just the instrument, you know? Like, I know that that has to be a message and a vibration to be spread and to be heard, and life is using me as the instrument, and that's why I know that. So that's my purpose, that's my mission, and people can feel it, that energy it contains, and so I'm very happy for that. But your intro of your radio show, says, I heard it today for the first time, right? So, that says everything to me in a couple of sentences, and how powerful music can be. And that's how I look towards music and how it can be used to lift spirit and lift the world in its whole.
Yeah, exactly. Music is a connecting force. And I would, you know, I'm a voice visionary. So for me, it's all also, it's not just music is a universal force, but our voice is there. Like you said, the whispering inside your ear, right? So we have a voice that's guiding us. And then we have our writing voice, and we have our spoken word, and we have our singing voice. And the voice is really behind everything that we create and everything that we manifest, every relationship, every love affair, every business that we create, everything, right? And it's such a powerful tool, not only for us to listen to, but also for us to experience for ourselves. That, so that's...
If you're aware of it and if you let it do what it wants to do, then it can flow, you know, and then it becomes touching and heartfelt and all these emotions that people are feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you started with nowadays the music is pretty empty, and that's what I've noticed too, you know, like it sounds great and they have these catchy hooks and all that sort of stuff, but you forget it like in a couple of days.
Yeah, you forget it in a couple of days. And I think that I have a theory, maybe you would like to know my theory, but that intimacy means that you're in time. Intimacy comes from being in time. So if you're in time with your audience, and if you're in time with people, and if you're in time with your beloved sitting across from you, then there's an intimacy that arrives, right? So What one senses from your music is that there's a personal intimacy, and it's as if you're singing to, you know, even if you have maybe 300 people or 10 people or 500 people in front of you, but still, because you're able to tune that room, you can be in time. Yeah. So it's not the audience following the time of a drum machine. It's the audience and you sinking hearts, right? And that gives a quality to the music that actually we had that quality before in the late 60s. If you think of the singing poets that were very famous, there were a lot of people just playing guitar and singing. And then the music industry grew and grew and grew. And, you know, all the electronic equipment came out. And I think we are journeying home back to that place. I think there's a very big longing for acoustic music, right, to come back. I mean, you consciously have chosen, I believe, if I, you know, did my research well, that you actually don't want to play huge arenas. You want to play the house concerts and the smaller festivals and the place where you can really link those heartbeats together. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true. I enjoy our music and giving and receiving with audience much more in an intimate environment. Most of the times it becomes such an energetic place where we connect truly by heart, but also we show our vulnerability. I tell stories, and then I ask people just to join in and tell them their stories, because we all have a story, you know. So it becomes like a huge, like a something we share all. It's not just me or us playing music and the listener listens. We just we share more than only the music. So I've done like bigger arenas, but that's not my ambition, and actually that's not where the music wants, where our music wants to be. That's what I know.
Yeah, I can imagine that. We're going to take a little break, 1 minute earlier than I thought, so that we can, after the break, dive into some really deep themes with you, actually about music and sound consciousness and, of course, vulnerability. I love it.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head-on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Kara Johnstad. You are at Voice Rising, and I am together with singer-songwriter Nikos Frangiskatos, the lead singer from the band The Wanderer, today talking about the frequency of beauty, transformational songwriting, the heartbeat inside of a good song. And we just left off with a big word, vulnerability. And so I want to deepen that subject. So Nikos' newest studies show that it's actually our inability to be vulnerable that makes us weak, right? So we think that we're not allowed to be vulnerable, but actually if we are more open-hearted, we're healthier. And I loved what you said about being on stage and not only sharing your own stories, but opening it up to other people in the audience in these intimate venues to also share maybe what's on their heart. So this is quite a healing field that you're creating. And how do you see that? It's very rugged terrain because our body wants to be safe and wants to be comforted. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we have this whole freeze, flight, flee syndrome. So how have you experienced that as a singer-songwriter to keep your throat open, to be more and more open with your heart and all your stories, good, bad, ugly, beautiful, everything that's there as a human being on this path? And and not get terrified, not get shaky and say, oh my gosh, what am I doing there, right? How has it been for you?
Well,
I
will not let you say everything that's happened in my journey of life so far, but it has brought me to the point that I just have to be vulnerable. I have to be honest. Mm-hmm. I have to be open, and what happens during our shows is especially in like this intimate environment, when you open up and when you are vulnerable, that gives other people the chance to show their vulnerability. It's just to create a safe environment. Just to mm-hmm. tell that it's okay for them to tell their story, because mm-hmm. I tell them my stories about the fears I had, mm-hmm. also by performing. I couldn't mm-hmm. perform like a couple of years ago. It's like I just couldn't. I would write my songs, but it's standing in front of the audience. I had so much fears that my body would shake, so I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand with my guitar. And when you say that to the audience, they immediately have a recognition, like, "On hey, this is a human being just like me, and I have my right. I have my own fear." So, and actually, sometimes the thing is, I still get these fears, but I'm so much aware of it, and I just spit it out, you know, like hey, I'm not feeling very well standing in front of you, but you guys have to help me, you know. And So I need to be open so that I won't trick myself into going to hide behind masks or anything. I have to show myself as who I truly am, and vulnerability is the key for that.
Yeah, I think you're very brave, Nikos. I think that vulnerability is the key. And I think many performers also feel that. And instead of telling the truth, that it is shaky and courageous and brave to stand in front of strangers and to be know that you might be criticized, and at the same time know that there's a longing to share. And when you name it, you probably get a lot of love and response. And when we don't name it, we see a lot of fantastic performers trying to soothe that with, you know, sometimes with drugs or with alcohol or, you know, with, or maybe with masks. You were talking about just, you know, big costumes and big everything to make them bigger.
Yeah.
Instead of realizing we are, we're just, what is that beautiful phrase where we're spirits having a human beings, having a human, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So I want to play for our listeners.
Oh, they just, when you're vulnerable, you just, there's, when you're vulnerable with an audience, it creates equality. You know what I mean? Because normally audience would look up to an artist. So if you're an artist and you're vulnerable and you're open, it creates like equality between us as human beings.
That's a very beautiful thought. I mean, the opposite of fear, they say, is love. So I guess it creates also a very big love vibe in the house.
I sometimes I get emotional too, but you're right.
No, I love that. You're the first person who shared that with me, and I think it's very true. I think it's a very beautiful thing to say. It creates equality. So instead of putting the artist up on the pedestal and up on a stage and to have the people, you know, look up and you know, as an idol, we're bringing the people down on the same level, eye to eye, heart to heart, in the music, and create equality. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Nikos, I want to share with our audience a song that you wrote called Yellow Fields. And what is a little bit different is there's no ukulele or guitar. I hear a very lovely piano line, which I like. And do you want to talk about the Yellow Fields before we dive into the song?
Actually, Yellow Fields is one of the 2-3 songs in the set that always makes me emotional. Just listen to it. It has Victor, my piano player, send me just a theme, and I inspired me to write the lyric. And have a listen.
Okay, beautiful. We're gonna listen to Yellow Fields from The Wanderer.
Yellow fields, flowers in the sun. Last night I died to be born. A wind of love filled my lungs. Now I see flowers in the sun. Not a single cloud in the sky, not a drop of rain in my mind. I close my eyes to look inside. I had to die to feel alive. Just hear the whispers of the morning song. Yellow fields.
yellow fields, the end of the road. Where I was lost is now my home. Without the words that I was told, without the fear to be alone, like a leaf that falls off the tree, I'll turn to dust, will come to see, but with the breeze that will carry me through heaven's gates, the yellow field. Just hear the whispers of the morning song. Yellow fields, flowers in the sun. Last night I died to be born. A wind of love filled my lungs. Now I see flowers in the sun.
Yellow Fields by Nikos Frangiskatos from The Wanderer. And I think we do all long for those yellow fields of love. I think
a special phrase of the song is like, last night I died to be born. And most people just die a couple of times in their lives just to feel alive. So I see, to me, like, darkness is is sometimes needed for change. So that contained that song. Actually,
to have the courage to surrender. Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually a live recording, because we talked about the energy of a song. So we try to do things live, we can catch a certain energy what we have at that moment. Nice of you that you played this. Thank you.
Yeah, one sense is the energy. I, of course, play piano, so I'm a sucker for piano and voice. I really, truly do love the sound. I love also guitar and voice, but I do love that sound of the song. And you talk actually a lot about in your songs about not only seeking and being on the journey, but about sweet surrender, about letting go, about, yeah, maybe finding the stars inside the dark night, or using the darkness mm-hmm. for a new phase, or to I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, there's a lot of talk about how, you know, I'm in the dark, I don't feel well, but everything that's worth anything grows in the dark, right? Whether it's the oak tree or the little baby in the womb, they're all, it's all growing in the dark. So, Nikos, you know, everybody's seeking, you know, they all have a calling. They're wanting to have a profession that lets their soul sing, and you have literally found it. When was that point in your life when you said, I would like to live this more and more? Or are you there? I don't know. I mean, it can be that you have 10 different jobs and are driving taxi in the night. But, are you... It sounds also like you're really dedicated to the path of being a singer-songwriter and being that messenger for your music.
Yeah. It started actually with the start of The Wanderer like 5 years ago, because mm-hmm. Before that, I was in a pretty successful project. We did some soul jazz and hip hop here in Holland, and it went really well. And I thought it always was my dream. Like I was doing all these things like on television and radio and big festivals, and I was like, why isn't this making me happy? Because I've dreamt mm-hmm. it like so for so long. Why isn't it making me happy? So long story short, I just decided to, we were making music for the masses, you know, that empty music. Mm-hmm. And I felt a longing to share a message and to do something different with the music. So I quit it on the peak of that career and started all over again, just me and my guitar, and started writing songs from my heart, not to sell. So that was the story, and that purpose to be a messenger has become stronger and stronger over the years.
And how do you decide which themes you're going to write about? Do you have a daily writing practice, or do you have certain questions that you ask yourself and then they turn into songs?
These are my life experiences. Uh-huh. So I don't sit to write music like on a daily basis. I mm-hmm. just know when I have to sit and write. And I don't make like a lot of songs. I think I wrote like 25 songs in 5 years. Mm-hmm. But it all came from an event in my life. You know, it can be love or heartache or my spiritual seeking or enlightenment, happy days, whatever. It can be. There's a force that like tells me go sit and write a song, and that I seem to have recognized when I have to sit and write that song. So
that whispering that you have inside your ear for the name The Wanderer, it's the same whispering that you feel inside your body. This is so much feeling and so much truth. I want to go find my guitar or a piece of paper and. I mean, and I'm assuming then the songs are coming out finished. We're going to take a little break, Nico. We're going to continue.
Yeah,
Nico,
sure.
So we're going to continue in a second.
Yeah, okay.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life Radio Show on Thursdays.
at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I'm Cara Johnson. You are at Voice Rising, and I am together in studio with the singer-songwriter Nikos Frangiskatos, lead singer from the band The Wanderer, and we are talking about life, aren't we, Nikos?
Yes, we're talking about life.
So, Nikos, we live in the layers of songs, actually, that have been passed on often from generation to generation, stories that we've been told, that are told to ourselves, that are told to others. We're so hungry for good songs. And I wanted to ask you, what makes a story or song worth telling again and again and again and listening to again and again and again? What is that special sauce?
Well, I think it's very simple. If it comes from the heart, then you can hear it. You know, like even if it's not like the most magical songwriting, chorus, verse, bridge, what we talked about, but it needs to come from a certain energy. You know, from the heart. That's what I think.
And that's what we're hungry for and thirsty for. Is that authenticity?
Authenticity. Nice.
Nice. Yeah. So you have a song, which I'm going to play for everybody, which I think is very cool. You have a song. One of the lines of that song is, listen to the song that's playing on your own soul's radio,
Soul's radio.
And the song inspires each and every one of us to, I believe, to follow our own calling, to follow our own true path. And then you write, we're all going home. You want to say a few words of this song to this song before we listen in?
Well, we all have a gift. We all are here with something to give to humanity, right? For me, it's music and songwriting and songs. And we all have a story to tell. We all have something to give. And it might not be with music, but something else, you know? And that's what I want to say. Just listen, people. Just listen carefully. And
beautiful. Let's listen in to We're All Going Home from The Wanderer.
I will seek and I will find while I try to keep a steady mind. I will follow all the signs. This healing takes time. I will find my way back home. We are all going home. Listen to the beat of your heart when you don't know where to go. We are all going home. Listen to the song that's playing on your own soul's radio. Change will come, change will go. I'm on the right track, but a different road. I'm gonna go where the wind blows, till the end to my heart knows. Till I find a place called home. And what I need, I never lost. Well, I try to keep my fingers crossed. What I want is what I've got. What is true and what is not. I know I'm not alone.
Song by Nikos Frangiskatos, lead singer from The Wanderer. Nikos, what do you think? Can we use our voices to change the narrative and heal this planet?
Yeah, we can. And it's already happening. That's what I think. There's change everywhere. So we just need to find a way to mobilize, you know, to make a fit, and I think it is happening, and it's more and more happening, and the more we see this world going towards being a bad place, the more people will rise, make it a good place.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, some people are becoming very paralyzed, you know, with the climate crisis, etc. But you do see that it's creating a huge mobilization. There are people really doing wonderful things for the planet and wonderful things for the world. And like we said in the beginning of the show, whether it's music or whether it's how we speak to one another, the voice is playing a great role in how we're going to shift the paradigm, right? And what would you like to see manifested in our collective reality now? If you could be the magician that I know you are, what would you see for the world? If we could just go blink, 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 and it was going to be there. Which it can be if we all join our forces together, our soul force. What would you love to see for the world?
Well, I think a great, powerful thing is to see another human being as yourself. And that makes such a difference. So to see where they're from, you know, where they're coming mm-hmm. from, and to meet each other with understanding and with love. But the most important thing, I guess, is to see each other, just to see each other as a human being.
Sounds like a state of compassion and empathy and sensitivity.
Yeah. If you look closely, we're all the same. It's hard to explain in words, really hard to explain in words, but if you look closely, they're just another human being. It's just like yourself.
No, I think you're right on. I mean, I know I do an exercise sometimes when I do workshops, which is really to have us look at each other and see that we all have noses and we all have ears and we all have, right? Most of us have two eyes and a beating heart. We're all breathing. And then to also look at each other with all the beauty of uniqueness, right? Somebody has freckles, somebody has glasses, somebody has, I don't know, wider shoulders, and somebody's taller and shorter. And it's, you know, it's just different packages. But like you said, we're all human beings. And I think you're right on. If we're going to heal the world, that's a good place to start, is to think about connecting and being present and being intimate, you know, with each other, with our stories. I think, first of all, I think it's incredibly courageous that you open up a field where other people can share the stories, because I know how hard it is sometimes to control energy when you're in a live space and somebody might jump into a story which is so complex that it might steal the whole show for that moment. And I mean, kudos, you know, it's really a beautiful thought to see a room full of people listening to music and sharing deep stories. Nikos, if people want to know more about your projects and more about your concerts, where can they go? Where are you on that big worldwide web where they can go and listen to your music and get to know more about you?
Well, I don't know. Well, Spotify is for us pretty important, because I always say that our songs are our seeds, you know, and if people look on Spotify and find them and can share them with other people that might need these seeds, that would be very welcome. We're on YouTube too. Our channel is The Wanderer for Love, and on Instagram it's the same, The Wanderer for Love, and on Facebook we're on Facebook.com/TheWanderer Official. So, these are our channels.
Beautiful. Do you have any kind of songwriting practices or holistic practices that keep you tuned and in flow so that you can balance all these many worlds that you have, all your travels?
Well, I said that I dealt with a lot of depression in my life, so I did two years of mushroom therapy. So I've done a lot of psychedelic therapy, so and that helped me a lot, and it's getting to it's more and more out in the open that it has a benefit for people with depression, and it should be used in a safe environment.
Yeah.
That's what I really want to point at. It has to be used in a safe environment. But I did that for 2 years. And it helped me a lot. And now I'm, it's been 2 years also that I've, I found my own answer, so I don't need that anymore. And I meditate. I'm trying to do a little bit of yoga to keep my body in shape, but I'm not as hardcore as many. But these are very, helpful things to do to keep myself in balance.
keep yourself in balance and tuned, you probably sense also that you are, yeah, it is your instrument that is carrying all these songs and is home to that beautiful voice. You have a very beautiful, rich, and warm voice. I think everybody who listens to your music knows that. That what I appreciate also is that your voice is mixed really in front of the music, which is sometimes not the case, right? That the music, that your voice is very present. It's very beautifully mixed. Well, I would like to thank you again for having this conversation on healing and voice and the power that we carry within us to create the world that we want to live in. I think that you're not the only dreamer out there. I think that we're a lot of dreamers that are living in this here and now time. And you said something very beautiful, that we have to mobilize and we have to come together and we have to join forces and share our stories and share our vulnerabilities and have the courage, right, to show up and to be there for each other. Yeah. So thank you, Nico. We have enough time. So what would you like to say? It's not only by commenting.
You talked about the word mobilize, right? It's not enough just to go on social media and put your comments and right. So we have to do more than that. The community online has to be come within the reality and not just online. We're huge online, our spiritual community, but we have to mobilize and make it in like life a big community, which we are already, but we can become a big force.
Yeah, we can become. So that means go out to the concerts, you guys. Don't just throw up all the hearts for Nikos. You know, you go out to his concert so he can really see your faces. He can be there for you. So thank you so much, Nikos, for being on the show. It was a pleasure, and I hope to have you back again sometime soon. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.